Okay, this is a handbook to assist journalism educators and trainers to equip the next generation of journalists with the tools and knowledge on how to deal with information disorders. Mm-hmm. Just, I think, to correct right. or clarify, mm. This handbook was launched at the UNESCO at the global level. Mm-hmm. We are still to launch it in South Sudan.
Right. Oh, great. So how important is this handbook, particularly in South Sudan's situation at the moment?
As you know, these days we have so much information. And information is the engine of development in the 21st century. And if this is used correctly, especially by independent news media, which can also be act as a trusted guardian of public interest and as an essential part of the society check and balances on power. But we also know that recent developments have put journalism under fire. Of course, internet is a very wonderful invention. It allows people to seek and impart information. But with that ability to impart information, there are also people who want to cause harm and deliberately spread misinformation. We also hear these days about disinformation and malinformation on the internet. I hope Miraya listeners know the difference between the three terms. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, I can...
Please go ahead, sure. Explain more.
Yeah, I can explain more on this. Disinformation is information that is false and deliberately created to harm a person, social group, organization, or a country. And misinformation is information that is false but not created with the intention of causing harm. And malinformation is information that is based on reality, used to inflict harm on a person, social group, organization, or a country. So these are the three different phenomena we have these days. So this book is like to address this type of misinformation, especially to be used by education, by journalism educators, to equip the journalists better on how to deal with this type of information.
Right. So how can journalists and journalism trainers actually access this handbook?
Yeah, the book is available on the UNESCO website. It's free to download at enunesco.org/fightfakenews. And UNESCO has made the print-friendly version, which can be downloaded with different chapter by chapter to build the model course, like the educator they will need to for specific courses. But we are also, our headquarters, they will send us some printed version, which we'll share with the media institutions and also the media houses in South Sudan.
Thank you. Now, just to conclude, what else is UNESCO doing to improve the quality of journalism in South Sudan?
Yeah, we have a series of on journalism education. For example, we have modules on conflict-sensitive reporting. We have modules on gender-sensitive reporting. We have modules on investigative journalism. And all our resources are like open. They can be used by media institution, journalism school, and by the journalists themselves.
Now, just before you go, South Sudan signed peace agreement yesterday. Warring Party signed peace agreement yesterday in Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa. As information and communication specialist, how important is information and communication and the media, basically, how important is the media when it comes to implementation of peace agreements like what happened yesterday?
Let me start with saying media should be for peace. I heard you this morning, you say you are for peace. I'm urging all my media colleagues that they should be for peace.
Right.
Media play a very important role in peace building. It's now, they have a big task coming up to make sure that they spread right information on peace building, information on reconciliation, and for effective implementation of the just signed peace agreement.
Right. And Matile Mejan, thank you so much for sparing some time to come and talk to us.
Yeah, thank you
so
much.
Appreciate it.